won't last long at 42,980. So come see me, Zach Duffy, at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring, and take this beautiful dually home today.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Lakers facing a critical 3rd and 5 now from their 37-yard line with 2:56 left in the fourth. They hang on by 1 point over the Beale City Aggies. Pistol formation. Trying to go on the hard count here. And they finally snap it off, and his hand off to Dustin Terrence Dubes. Gets the first down regardless. He's out to the 43-yard line. Finally stopped by number 44, Austin Cook. And he gets the first down by about a yard and a half. And Terrence Dubes blasts through. Dubes now with 17 yards on the night off his 6 carries. Makes it 28 now off his 7 carries. Wow.
How long was that last gain there, Clark, for the first down?
I believe it was 7 yards. 7-yard gain there. So first and 10 from the 43-yard line. Power pistol to the left. Dustin Cady on the keeper, and Beale City meets him there at the line of scrimmage at the 43-yard line.
Yeah, Beale City right now putting everybody in the box, just trying to stop the run. They still couldn't do it when they wanted to. Credit the Lakers' offensive front for winning this battle.
And Beale City calls another timeout, trying to stop this clock with as much time left as possible. 2 minutes and 22 seconds left here, left in this one. The Lakers still hanging on to that one-point lead. The only score in the second half was Lakers with 4:16 left in the third quarter. And the two-point conversion was no good, so made it 14-13, leading by one. Beale City with 6:36 left in this game. The last possession before Lakers got the ball was a missed field goal from 35 yards out. Missed it by about 10 yards.
Really interesting. I know you were only, when you scored the touchdown, if you're the Aggies, you're only up 5 points. But if you kick the extra point there and go up 6 and then stop Lakers like they did for the two-point conversion,
it'd be
a tie ball game. So there's lots of ways of looking at how this game could have gone differently for either team. But right now, 2nd and 10, Aggies, I believe, with one timeout remaining, can only stop it once. So there's not going to be much clock left. And the Lakers gets one first down here. The game's done.
Pistol formation. 3 men in the backfield with Katie, and it's a handoff to Terrence Dubes around the left end. He's at the 45 and still has all the way down to the 48. Officially marked down to the 49-yard line by number 30, Alex Matthews. A huge run from Terrence Dubes.
Wow, I don't know what you thought.
8-yard gain.
I'm looking at that play going, he's going to be lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage.
And somehow he gets 8 yards.
He cut through the line and got by somebody. And then drug a guy for about 3 more yards, just refusing to go down, making it a 3rd and manageable 2 yards to go now for Lakers to seal this ball game.
The clock continues to run, 1:45 left now, 14-13 Lakers. Power pistol to the left. Katie keeps it for himself. He has the first down, all the way down to the 47-yard line, right close down to the first down marker. And no official word yet. Lou Round claims no. That's the head coach for Beale City.
That's a first
and
down.
And they are going to be bringing the chains out here, so they're going to make sure exactly here. Of course, this is a Laker chain gang, so you never know.
Just throwing that out there.
How this game works, actually, Saginaw Valley State University, you can rent it for $500 up front, and then Lakers get 75% of the gate, and they supply all the workers. So the clock, the announcer, Bob Smith, tonight, as we come here for the first down marker, and he's short.
Whoa,
by about,
wow.
He's short by that much.
By that much.
2 inches, maybe, on a good day. Wow. So fourth down here for the Lakers. The first down marker is at the 47. Lakers is at the 46-yard line and 34 inches. And Beale City uses their last timeout. Wow. Yeah. Dave, do you just get to Dustin Cady and go? Or do you get Terrence Dubes?
Dustin Cady has been your guy tonight, but I think That is what Lou Rao is telling Beale City right now, and it's get up in the line of scrimmage. But you know what, Clark? The answer
is that close. Just dive.
Whatever one you do, it's got to be the quickest one. You don't want to waste time with a handoff or read option. So I, as much as I would love to give Terrence Dubes the football right now, I think you just quarterback keep it. I think you just let Katy fall forward and try and win this game with the ball in his hands.
Great turnout here from both sides. Lakers definitely with more people than Beale City. Minute 29 left here in the fourth, if you're just joining us. Lakers leading 14-13. Scoring plays throughout this game is 7-0 Beale City. Lakers comes back and scores 8-7. That takes us to just before halftime when Beale City, with a minute 20 left, scores and makes it 13-8 after they tried to go for a two-point conversion, went no good. Lakers in the third quarter with 4:16 left in the third. Scores, two-point conversion no good, 14-13 Lakers. Missed field goal from Beale City with 6:36 left in the fourth. And that brings us to right now, Lakers with a minute 29 away from a victory over Beale City and a 9-0 record, facing a fourth and literally an inch.
Wow.
Lakers jumped up to the line.
Very fortunate there. They had 12 guys in the huddle, and nobody caught it. Unbelievable.
Dustin Katy, power pistol to the right. And he may have
short.
It.
I think he's
They're
short.
Actually going to be, it depends on what sideline has it here.
He's short.
He is short of the first down, and Beale City gets the ball back at their own 47-yard line. Stop by number 55, Brett Upton got through the line and stopped Dustin Katy in his tracks. Even with all that strength, and Dustin Katy, the senior, gives the ball back to Beale City with a minute 22 left.
As we mentioned, Clark, you almost knew. Both sides knew it was coming. You got to go with what's worked all day for Lakers, and Beale City had to say, it's worked against us all day. Like, we got to stop it now. So Lakers giving up the football now, putting the game in the hands of their good defense tonight. Aggies take over.
And here we go. Beale City looking to pass and go downfield, and it is caught at the 37-yard line, but stripped out. There
no, he
was
down.
Say he was down at the 36-yard line. Pass correctly to number 12, William Chilman the fifth. 6'3", 175-pound junior.
What's that?
Brings it down at the 36-yard line.
Chase Rollins with
reception.
And actually, Seth Ball's in great position there, and he's hitting himself right now. As Rollins actually cut in front of him to take that ball away from him.
No huddle offense here. Minute 5 left in the spread formation. And he has to let this one go, and he is pressured, and this one falls incomplete at the 30-yard line. Good pressure from the Lakers. Brings them now 2nd and 10 from the 36-yard line. 1:01 left here in the fourth quarter. Lakers 14, Beale City 13. Beale City at the Laker 36.
The incompletion there, good heads-up play by Gross to get rid of the ball and put it in the area of his receiver, so there's no intentional grounding. But the defensive line is Lakers only rushing 4 guys. And blow through a 5- or 6-man offensive line. It doesn't make sense. Lou Rao's got to be shaking his head. Coach Lou Rao wondering what's going on. But, again, no harm done. They get the reset here, and Aggie's got a chance to fire it downfield yet again.
Receiver wide each way, split backs in the backfield. The Gross center looking to pass.
He's got
time. Dane Pocket, pressure coming, and this one's underthrown at the 20-yard line. Intended receiver again, Chase Rowland. Falls incomplete, 3rd and 10, 56.7 seconds left. Holy cow.
Just a poor throw by quarterback Tucker Gross. He had an open receiver in the middle of the field. And, again, you don't need to score on this play. You got 56 seconds. You just got to get first downs and give yourself an opportunity to score the touchdown. But now 3rd and 10, now you got to be thinking about that first down more than ever.
The entire Laker fan base on their feet. Two receivers wide to the left, two wide to the right. Spread formation for Gross. Nearly could have been an offside. Pressure coming. Has to roll up high, and he's sacked. He is sacked back at the 47-yard line. Lakers comes through with the pressure. Ian Snyder. But first, before him, Mauricio Diaz-Reyes way back at the 46-yard line. Brings up a 4th and a country mile. Clock continues to run. No timeouts left for Beale City. 35 seconds left. Here we go. One final chance for Beale City. Spread formation, two wide each way. Could have been a false start, none called. Throws this one all the way down to the 20-yard line, and is batted down by Lakers. This one is over. Lakers, turnover of downs. Lakers with the ball, 22.5 seconds left.
And Dustin Katie appropriately makes the deflection, knocks down the pass for Lakers, and does a great job in the secondary. Pass intended for Chase Rowland. Couldn't quite locate it. Dustin Katie had a beat on it, knocks it to the ground. 22 seconds to go. Lakers.